Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Ashley Coles, Executive Director with Minnesota Turkey, just got back from D.C. with a delegation of turkey producers from Minnesota.
You know, it's always nice when I can travel with farmers from the state of Minnesota to go visit with our elected folks at our nation's capital. It's always a good time.
So you had a delegation. How many folks roughly went on the trip, Ashley?
So from Minnesota, we had, there was a contingency of four growers, a couple veterinarians, and then some allied industry and folks in the processing, from the processing sector of Minnesota's turkey industry. So we had about 11.
So what was the plan of attack going to D.C.? Was there a priority list? You guys wanted to make sure you passed that message along?
Absolutely. So for those paying attention, there's a lot of deadlines that happen in September, one of those being the Farm Bill deadline, which, you know, now expires in roughly 10 or a little under 10 days. And so we had conversations about extension of the Farm Bill versus a new Farm Bill. Obviously, our priority is a new Farm Bill. But in 10 days, we know that's not going to happen. So talking about short-term extensions, not long-term extensions. And, you know, if you want to talk about priorities within the Farm Bill, you know, in the 2018 Farm Bill, specifically to the poultry industry, but all livestock proteins, is the three-legged stool of animal health that was added, which looks at prevention, surveillance, and response programs for foreign animal diseases. So that was obviously our kickoff conversation with elected officials. But we also tie things into a new bill that we would like included in the Farm Bill called the HPAI Act, so the Healthy Poultry Assistance and Indemnification Act, which is a tweak to indemnity programs for folks who are impacted by HIPAA but not infected with HIPAA, so folks within that quarantine zone who don't have necessarily continuity of business, but, you know, need to be cognizant of their neighbors who are infected with HIPAA. So those are the priorities for the Farm Bill.
Coles talks about this new introduction of a program and how it differs from past programs and how it can benefit those in the affected areas.
Sure. So if you are within that 3-kilometer quarantine zone and but you're not infected with HIPAA, obviously the birds that you have can go to market, but where continuity of business is impacted is you're not allowed to refill your barns until that quarantine zone is released. And so effectively stopping your income because you can't refill, not because you had HIPAA yourself, but because somebody in your neighborhood had HIPAA. And so what this modification would do is it would pay some type of an indemnity to try to help cover some of your expenses that you have, you know, when you're sitting empty.
Ashley Coles joining us, Executive Director with Minnesota Turkey. You mentioned, too, you had a few folks maybe from the manufacturing processing side. What was their input on discussions, Ashley?
Yeah, so for the processing side, and it's also an issue for, you know, everybody within the turkey industry, but CO2 issues. And for the past 18 months to 2 years, there's been a lot of conversations about CO2 in regards to storage. CO2 storage and sequestration, but there's not been a lot of conversations about the folks who actually have to utilize CO2 for processing. And so there's a number of places where CO2 is vitally important to livestock on the processing side of things when it comes from animal welfare issues, chilling of meat products, storage, and shelf life. And so we talked about some of the newer legislation that's happened in the last year that incentivizes CO2 storage with tax credits. And so we're looking at, you know, what are going to be the unintended consequences of these tax credits and how is that going to impact livestock and food processing and eventually, you know, ultimately consumers when it comes to food prices.
Cole says this is an issue that's very important.
Yes, that's huge. And so that was an equal level conversation for us when it came to talking to our elected officials, CO2 and Farm Bill.
Minnesota Turkey Executive Director Ashley Coles talks about the legislative feedback they received regarding their issues and the Farm Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the Farm Bill, obviously, they're like, yes, we hear you. We understand. We're frustrated. We know there's deadlines for a reason. And we knew this deadline has been coming for 5 years. And so, you know, trying to, you know, be cognizant of not hurrying. We want it to be right. But also cognizant of that we don't want it to lapse as well. And so that's where the conversation about the extension comes in. The conversation with the CO2 issues, though, was very interesting just because, it hasn't been broadly talked about in the way of, you know, utilization, but only really of storage. And, you know, when you have the sequestration of CO2, it's important and it's and it's a conversation worth having, but it's also, you know, we need to have the conversation regarding utilization. And so there was a lot of light bulb and aha moments, and there's going to be many, many follow-up discussions. You know, we've had a few today, but we'll continue into the coming weeks, months, and years in regards to CO2 utilization and the need for it.
You mentioned highly pathogenic avian influenza. Just recapping this, 2023, has it been a relatively quiet year? It has been, right?
Yeah, so it's been a welcome respite from HPAI for sure for poultry growers in the state and across the nation, actually. But we're not definitely taking our eye off the ball. And in fact, next week, Tuesday, we're hosting a high path prep webinar as we move into the fall. You know, people are thinking about harvest, but we're also thinking about the fall migration. And so, you know, getting folks together and reminding them of the resources that we have with the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association, but also bringing in folks from our Board of Animal Health and the Department of Agriculture and USDA, just to get folks, you know, have that back front of mind again, although they've not forgotten it, but getting it back front of mind to brush up on biosecurity items, reminding staff about the importance of these things, and then again, reminding folks of resources.
You know, I failed to follow up with you at the Minnesota State Fair, but you guys had a busy state fair. And you had a big announcement, too. What was the first or second day of the fair, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's been a longstanding tradition for the president to pardon a turkey around Thanksgiving time. And we made an announcement that this year's turkey that will be pardoned will come from the state of Minnesota. And so we're working on the processes to get these birds ready to go to make a trip to Washington, D.C., to meet the president. And so that's definitely been kind of a more fun conversation that we've been having in the midst of all these deadlines and prepping for high path for sure.
Ashley, you mentioned the webinar. Does that just go out directly to producers? How can people or have they been contacted ready to be a part of that? Or
yep, absolutely. So we've sent it out to our membership. It's gone out through the Board of Animal Health, and we'll be continuing to push that out. So it's not just for Minnesota Turkey Grower members, because when you think of a foreign animal disease like high path that, you know, is directly dependent on wildlife, you know, anybody who has birds could be impacted. And so if you have backyard birds, if you have chickens, if you have turkeys, what have you, we invite everybody to listen so everybody's prepared because it's what's best for the poultry industry as a whole. And so you could also find information on the Minnesota Turkey Growers website, but also on the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association Facebook page. There's information about the webinar as well. It's next week, Tuesday.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on CASM Radio, featuring Ashley Coles, Executive Director with Minnesota Turkey, joining us here on AM 1150 KASM. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you each Saturday morning at 6:10 by Minnesota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon.